This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, welcome to your June Montgomery County Farm Bureau Report. I'm Katie Wilson, manager for Montgomery County, and this month we'll visit with Farm Bureau Director, FFA Advisor, and Farmer Matt Bolesko. Matt wears several hats, and we had a chance to visit about most of them in this June report.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the time, Katie. Like I said, I was born and raised in South Litchfield Township on a small family farm there that started out with my father and my brother and my grandpa. And we raise corn, beans, some alfalfa and grass hay, and we run about 50 beef cattle. And I've spent pretty much my entire life there on the farm. My second career of an ag teacher took me to Effingham County for a while, for about 6 or 7 years. But I finally made my way back to South Litchfield, and now I currently live about a quarter mile west of where I grew up.
And you've got some girls, I think, that are getting involved in the farm. They're still young, but last we talked, I think you had them involved with the cattle this year.
That's correct, Katie. Yeah, I've got two wonderful little girls. I've got Allison, who is 11, and Peyton, who is 5. They both love being out at the farm, getting their hands dirty. They love playing with the cows, and very beginning of this year, Allison decided she wanted to get into the cattle business. So we bought her two bred heifers. So now she's got two cows, and she's got two calves that are out on the pasture, and she loves going out and taking the bucket of sweet feed and kind of spoiling her cows. So it's great seeing that next generation getting that start.
That's got to be fun for you to have grown up on that farm. You're living there now and raising your family. And the farm is definitely a family operation from your daughters to your wife and to your other family members you already mentioned.
Without a doubt. We're by far not the largest operation in the area, but we love doing what we do. We love working hard out there, and it is something to see that next generation. My children, my brother David's children, Tyler and Kaylee, seeing that fourth generation of Bolescos out there just doing what they can, working hard every day, trying to make the place a little bit better than it was the day before. You really can't beat raising kids in that environment. You know, I loved growing up on the farm, and I'm just thrilled that I have the opportunity to pass that along to my kids if that's something that they want in their future.
So great background for both your involvement on the Farm Bureau Board and your professional position as the FFA advisor for Litchfield High School. And I guess I'll talk about that next. Matt, we just wrapped up the school year. I think you had some excellent students receiving some acknowledgments through the state organization and even the national FFA organization. So I want to give you a chance to talk about some of the successes over the school year.
Without a doubt. First and foremost, though, I want to just give a ton of credit to all the kids here at Litchfield High School. We had a great school year when I don't know if many of us were expecting to even possibly have a school year. The kids fought through a lot of adversity with COVID and all that fun stuff that brought, but we did have a great year here at LHS. We also had a great year here in the Litchfield FFA. Our numbers aren't huge, but the quality is through the roof. We had kids participate in all sorts of virtual contests and performed at a very high level. We also had some individuals that achieved some individual awards, which I'm very, very proud of. We'll start off with Amanda Neiman, a freshman. She was awarded the Section 15 Star Green Hand Award this year for the outstanding first year member in the entire section. She also received $1,000 SAE grant for her record book project of producing sweet corn. So great, great, great young lady that's going to have a wonderful FFA career moving forward. Probably one of the biggest accomplishments that we had. We'll jump to this one next. A graduating senior from last year, Mr. Clayton Walsh, is receiving his American FFA degree. Tremendous accomplishment. Only 120 members in the state of Illinois received this award. And he's going to receive that one actually tomorrow on stage at the State FFA Convention in Springfield. So super proud of Clayton and all his accomplishments over his FFA career in high school. And then lastly, Alon Bader, a soon-to-be senior here at LHS and in the FFA chapter. She's won a bucket full of awards this year. She's having a great FFA career. She's receiving her state FFA degree this year. Once again, extremely high accomplishment. She won her state proficiency award program for her record book in ag education, promoting pollinators across the state and country. She's a National Ag Science Fair finalist again this year. And she also was elected to the Section 15 Office of President for this this upcoming school year. So tremendous young lady, tremendous leader, and really just kind of shows off the quality that we have here at Litchfield. Trying to build this program back up to what it can be. We've got some great kids in this school. We've got some great potential leaders here. And I'm just thrilled that I have an opportunity to spend some time with them and try to push them in that direction that that they might not necessarily want to go, but they need to go.
Well, congratulations to those students. And as you mentioned, all of the kids that were involved in FFA, because even if they're not winning an award this year, there's always next year. And I feel like with FFA, being a Litchfield alum myself and being involved in the program, and I think you'll agree, Matt, the sky's the limit if the kids want to work for it.
Without a doubt. I tell the kids, this organization can take you as far as you want it to. You know, we've got plaques on the wall, their names on the wall, of people that have individually achieved great things. And I tell the kids, you can be up there. But even if you're not, you can still make an impact and you can still get a ton out of the organization. And that's I think, the biggest challenge is convincing kids that there is something that they can take from it, whether it's public speaking skills, whether it's leadership skills, whether it's just trying that new thing and learning that there's a lot out there in the world that you can be a part of. This organization has something for everybody, and I'm just very excited to be a part of it and to try to push these kids to great heights.
Well, very exciting to hear all those accomplishments and just hope things keep going well for you, Matt. I know you guys also had some local events. I think I remember seeing a plant sale. And are there any other things you'd like to highlight the kids did locally this year?
Well, we had our greenhouse plant sale this year. It went pretty well. We had a pretty good crop. The horticulture class did a great job taking care of those plants all year. We also, I mean, not necessarily that I want to kind of toot the horn or anything, but we did a little community service, putting flags out for Memorial Day weekend, taking those back down, just something that we can do to help give back to our community and pay respect to those that have given us the opportunity to do what we do here in the FFA and in this country. And we helped out with the county bicentennial last week, and we just try to do what we can whenever we're asked and try to make an impact in our community, because it's, you know, it's home, and we have to do what we can to try to make it better.
That's right. That's what it's all about. Well, that's awesome. Thanks for that update. Want to kind of switch gears from your FFA hat over to your Farm Bureau hat. You've been involved with Montgomery County Farm Bureau for a number of years now. You're now serving on our board of directors. I guess, what got you motivated and how did you start out being involved with the County Farm Bureau, Matt?
My motivation, I think, and hopefully this is something that happens to most people, as we start to get a little bit older, we start to realize that some of us have to step up and try to make a change where we want changes to happen. And I kind of always had that feeling, but I never acted on it until my neighbor Jane Eamon came by one day, and for whatever reason out of the blue, he just told me I need to start going to Farm Bureau Young Leader meetings. And for whatever reason, I said, okay. And I showed up one night, and from night one, I was hooked. Just to be with a group of individuals with common interest, trying to make a positive difference in the world of agriculture in our county and in our state. I knew it was something that I needed to do. So I just, I kept participating. I kept trying to do what I could in the organization. And all of a sudden, here I am today. I don't even know how many years later, but just trying to help out any way I can and trying to help lead Montgomery County agriculture and Illinois agriculture in a positive direction.
And now you're serving on our board as South Litchfield Township representative. How are the crops looking in South Litchfield Township?
Well, I'd love to say mine are looking great. They're not looking bad. We'll say that. We had a few places we needed to spot in some wet spots, but overall, given the conditions of the spring, I'm fairly pleased so far with how the crops are looking. I'm hoping that we can catch a few timely rains. That's at least in my area, South Litchfield. That's what makes or breaks us. If we can catch a timely rain here and there, we can do a pretty solid job of producing a crop. But so far the corn's looking pretty good. The beans are coming along pretty well. I'm trying to get some spraying wrapped up hopefully this week or next, and just keep looking towards the clouds and seeing if they'll bring us some rain every once in a while.
You know, I've heard just from across the county, there's been some cases of replanting. Any of that in your area?
In my little neck of the woods, we haven't had a whole lot of replant. Most of what I've seen is a few farmers just spotting in a few places. I actually went out and spotted in a little bit yesterday, just trying to fill in a few of those low wet spots with a little bit of corn and see if it'll come out and help out in the fall. But so far from that aspect, we're pretty lucky in my neck of the woods this year that we didn't have to go back out and do anything twice.
Sounds great. I also wanted to visit just a quick minute about the cows. I'm not sure, when is calving season for you guys, and how's the cattle operation going?
Oh, we run a split calving season. We run what we call the home farm. Those cows are usually set to start dropping calves about October 1st. So they're out on the pasture having fun, hiding in the trees, playing in the creeks. And at our other farm, about a mile off to the east, we calve those out starting April 1st. So they are done. We got a nice looking group of calves on the ground. And the cattle operation's going well. It's one of those things that every once in a while I wonder, boy, how long do I want to keep being in the cattle game? But it's hard to say no whenever when the two little girls want to go out and play with the cows. So it keeps me from having too much spare time on my hands. And whenever I see the look in the kids' eyes whenever they get to go out and work with the cows and run them through the chute and give them tags and just have that experience, I think cows are going to be on Belusco Farms for a long time.
Sounds great. Glad things are going so well. Matt, we are about out of time. Is there anything that I've missed or anything else on your mind that you'd like to mention while you have the chance?
Well, I think you did a pretty solid job here, Katie. The only thing I would say is those out there that are listening, if you're not, try to get involved in your local FFA alumni if they have a chapter. It's a great organization, does great things for kids. I know a lot of our listeners used to wear the blue and gold. So if you're not involved, I highly encourage you to become involved there in the alumni to help out the next generation. And same way with Farm Bureau. Like with anything in life, it takes action for change to happen. And if there's something that you want done, step up to the plate, be a part of the process, and we can all take this to the next level and keep making our agriculture the best it can be.
Matt Belusco, Montgomery County Farm Bureau Director from South Litchfield Township. And before I close today, just a friendly reminder that our inaugural Drive Out Hunger Golf Scramble is scheduled for Friday, July 30th at Indian Springs Golf Course in Fillmore. That's being sponsored by Montgomery County Farm Bureau and your local country financial reps. Registration deadline for that event is July 16th, and you can get signed up or become a whole sponsor by giving us a call at the Farm Bureau office at 217-532-6171. And that concludes your Farm Bureau report. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.